Sargon, Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations. Thank you so much for your time. How are you?
I'm very well.
Been chomping at the bit to speak to you all day, Sarah.
I've been chomping at the bit waiting to hear Musi Maimane give his press conference.
Has that not happened yet? We've confused
here. Yes, it did happen. He is resigning as the leader of the party. In the interim, he's going to stay on as an MP, and depending on what the party say, he will continue as parliamentary leader. But I think that's kind of difficult, you know, to have the face, your parliamentary face as the guy who's stepped down as leader. And I have absolutely no doubt from the subtext that, excuse me, he and Athol Trollope will be probably looking at forming another party, because Athol Trollope has resigned as well. But I missed some of Athol Trollope's, I actually missed a bit of both of their conferences, but that's certainly the subtext, shall I say.
What has happened to the DA?
Okay.
I mean, just looking very, very generally, you know, it was the official opposition party. It was growing from election to election as people, you know, as South Africans, as our discontent grew with the party that we voted into power. We looked for alternatives, and the DA seemed to be a good alternative, Sarah. What has happened?
Okay. I believe that, you know, party politics and relationships are always a mysterious and ever-changing thing. So that's not unusual. But I do think that Musi Maimane has to take responsibility as the leader of the party, because he did, in fact, what came out of the report into the leadership by Ryan Kutsir and Tony Leon. He was seen as being immensely talented, very committed to the cause, hardworking and widely liked. But he could be indecisive, inconsistent and conflict averse. And those characteristics, I think, have been responsible for the fact that the DA did not do well enough in the last election. For me, the strength of leadership, the strength of the solidity of decision making and the consistency were missing. And from what I'd heard from colleagues and beyond colleagues, being averse to conflict meant that things that should have happened that are difficult to do, such aspects of discipline, etc., didn't happen.
All right.
And it's largely, you know, he wasn't the leader. He wasn't properly the leader at the time that we needed him to be, and that happens. And if you're not that leader, you have to make way for someone else to be the leader.
So interesting. I mean, because often those leaders who stand up they really get shot down a lot. I mean, they get pummeled. For example, Donald Trump, right? Like him or hate him, whatever he says goes, even if it's, you know... Yeah,
I think in that respect, Musi Maimane was a party leader in the proper sense, not like Donald Trump, who is the leader of Donald Trump.
Yes, and even then he doesn't obey himself.
And even then he doesn't. Yeah, and in that respect, Musi was that he fulfilled that position. The only problem is that, you know, things change in politics very, very quickly. And there were a few things that happened that I think, you know, led to the situation. The one is with the establishment of what we call a black caucus within the DA that really took the sort of line on a whole lot of issues, particularly issues pertaining to race, that were more reminiscent of what the ANC was doing than what the DA was doing. That started to alienate voters, and presumably white voters, but and he didn't hit back enough or take it in hand enough, unless he agreed with it, which of course would be another problem. But what then ended up happening is that you had a variety of instances where he did not take a non-racial enough line on certain things. Shwarta Reneka was one of them, and the problem with that is that you had probably conservative people, because they were largely small town supporters, jumping ship. But, that, you know, people have tried to portray them as being sort of conservatives, longing for the old days of apartheid, right-wingers, blah, 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 blah. It actually didn't matter what they were. Many of them had supported the DA for decades, for, you know, since the start of the democracy. And what people were mostly reacting to was a fear and insecurity that the DA was not going to look after them in the face of racial hostility from the EFF and sometimes from the ANC. And that is what caused that disruption.
Amazing. So, Aragon, unfortunately, we are out of time. We're going to have to continue this tomorrow. We're speaking to you tomorrow, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Good, because I haven't had a chance, and I'm going to give it a go. Looking forward to it.
Shame, this poor guy. He actually is the most tolerant, incredible
person in my life. Self-destruct because of 300,000 voters who went to the Freedom Front. But let's talk about that tomorrow, because Kathy's giving me the look, and look forward to it.
Okay.
Cool. Aragon, thank you so much.